This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. The Senate today holds the first congressional hearings with Postmaster General Louis DeJoy as complaints about slow mail delivery continue to pile up. Democrats worry DeJoy's cost-cutting measures could also throw a wrench in increased voting by mail this fall. A House committee will grill Postmaster General DeJoy over whether there's any political motivation behind recent service cuts at the U.S. Postal Service, as the agency expects to handle tens of millions of mail-in ballots this fall. The House hearing is scheduled for Monday. On the other end of the WEMU phone line is Michigan's 12th District U.S. Representative. Debbie Dingell joins us each Friday, and maybe one day we'll have a full 10 minutes to discuss the piece she found while strolling through Mathi Botanical Gardens. But that hasn't happened so far this year, and certainly not happening today. Thank you for the time, Mrs. Dingell.
Good morning, David. How are you this wonderful Friday?
I am doing just fine. Now, I know you're going to be watching what goes on this morning at the U.S. Senate hearing. I know you believe the changes in the Postal Service do have political motivation behind them, with an eye towards disrupting the November elections. What are you looking for in the Senate portion of the hearings?
Well, I'm looking at this in all the hearings that we're doing. People in Washtenaw County, Ipsy Township, know that we've been talking about the post office for a couple of years. There are mail service problems already, but what's happened in recent weeks is that they are pulling out of post offices mail sorting machines. They are telling postal workers, and this is happening in Washtenaw County, that they can't work overtime and mail is backlogging. They're pulling out mailboxes. And even after the Postmaster General said he would do nothing until we were through this COVID relief package this week after conversations with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, the fact of the matter is, I was in Grand Rapids with Fred Upton on Tuesday, and on Wednesday they were pulling out machines from the Grand Rapids post office, and David, they were destroying the machines. So even when we vote on legislation tomorrow to stop this, the machines will not be workable, so they cannot be put back into service.
Now, Michigan is among a dozen states that are suing to force a reversal on DeJoy's decisions, but if they're being disassembled and destroyed, what does that really mean? What will we change before the November elections?
Well, and you know, for me, this isn't, yes, I want to make sure our democracy is protected and that our absentee ballots are protected, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But I've been involved in this every single day for years because veterans depend on the mail for their medicine. Because, yes, I know somebody's going to say to me, people don't get Social Security checks by mail. We do have some in the 12th District, and I hand manage one of those cases. So I know they do. And the woman within the senior who's getting that check, what, you know how she was going to live? She was panicked. People get their bills. Mail is the civilized glue that keeps us together. And we have to do that. What we all have to do for to prepare for voting is to understand you can now apply right now today for your absentee ballot. Go online. If you've got a valid driver's license, otherwise, go to your clerk's office. And then when you get that ballot, return it. Vote it that day, vote it that week, and return it early. So there is no question about whether your vote was cast, and follow it to make sure the clerk's office received it. If it's easier, if you're comfortable, dropping it off at a box at the clerk's office. But we need to exercise democracy, and that vote we have is the most important thing that we have, and we have to make sure we get every vote in and we do it early enough so that it is there and it is counted.
There is no question we are a country divided. Do you expect a different tone and tenor that will represent that fact when you see what happens in the Senate today and then in the House on Monday with the Postmaster General?
You know, I know that there are Republicans who are as deeply concerned as I am about the post office. And, you know, I'll tell you something interesting, and this isn't a political shot. Many listeners will recall when we were having a town hall 2 years ago, and they tried to cancel it 2 days out when they saw the number of people that were going to attend on the post office. And it is the president's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, who was then chair of the subcommittee, who personally called the postmaster general and said, if you cancel this hearing, this town hall, I'm coming out and doing a hearing with Debbie Dingell. And I know Mark knows the importance of the post office. I don't want to see people play games. I want to figure how we take the oldest agency in the country that is something that so many people depend upon, even in these high technology times, and make it work. So that's what I'm focused on. I want to protect our democracy in November, but we got to work about it beyond Election Day as well.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Another ramification of the Postal Service controversy is that it distracts from the work of coming to agreement on a new COVID-19 relief and stimulus package. It now appears any formal negotiations toward that end won't come until at least early September. Clearly, both parties are heading into a highly anticipated November election. How much of a hindrance is the campaign season proving to be in the process of getting that next package to the people?
Well, I don't say it can't happen before early September, because never say never. And I, every single day, get up and say, we need to get something done. And I know that there are more people like me that are pushing for it. So, and hopefully some of these senators who don't want to do something are home like I am, listening to people, and will understand how scared people are. Look, we need it. One of the things I loved about Joe Biden last night is he put forward that vision of being Americans again. We are divided. We're being divided by fear and hatred and a whole lot of other things. I think people are tired of drama. I think they're tired of the partisan bickering. They're tired of all this fighting. They want to see us come together. They want a plan that's going to fix COVID. They want to know they're going to be okay, and they want somebody to fight for them, to fight for their jobs and to help protect their rent and mortgage payments if they don't have a job. And how many people are hungry? People don't know. Food insecurity is a larger issue than it has ever been. And some of your neighbors are the people that have that. So partisan politics shouldn't be playing in trying to make our community stronger and safe. And I'll work with anybody to help get to what we need to do to help people.
And with that in mind, you still do have a vested interest in a particular outcome come November. I am interested in more specific takeaways as you watch the convention play out in virtual form. What do you think the overriding theme was, and did it play out as the Democratic National Convention planned?
So I have to say to you, I had no idea what this week was going to be like. I'm not good at virtual watch parties, and you know, I miss the just sort of that energy and that passion that comes at a convention. But I think that Joe Biden gave the speech of his lifetime last night, and he laid out a vision for this country. And I think that people in this country listen to him. I know that the president, our current President Trump, has been trying to undermine people's confidence in him, has been taking shots. But you saw a strong Joe Biden last night who made it very clear that when he becomes president of the United States, he'll be president of everybody. And I think people are looking for that. I think they're looking for someone to heal the heart and soul of this country, to bring us together, to be in the same boat and all row in the same direction. I think he did a great job. I think a lot of people saw that and hear it and are thinking about it. I'm also going to tell you, David, it's a long road now on Election Day.
Indeed it is. And next week, the Republican National Convention will be held. What do you expect? What do you look for from President Trump and his supporters?
You know, somehow I think that President Trump's got to find a way to pull the country together, which is not something he's done in 4 years. He's rather better at trying to divide us. I'm looking at the speakers that I know about right now that they have next week, and a lot of them are people that are full of a lot of hate and fear, and it's going to be interesting to see how they do their convention and what they do. So I'm not in any of their inner circles, that I do know. So I'll be watching every single night like I did this night, because I think it's important for all of us to pay attention. And listening to candidates is part of being involved and engaged in the political process.
As you know, in 2016, Washtenaw County, by votes, did favor Hillary Clinton, but that's because the most populated areas, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti Township, Pittsfield Township, they voted for her. But if you looked at the voting map, almost all the rest of the county voted for Donald Trump. That map looked distinctly red. What is your message to voters this time around?
You know, I know a lot of people that voted for Donald Trump you'll recall that 4 years ago.
You predicted him to win, right.
And nobody thought that I was right. I think we need to really, this is a COVID election. I think people need to think about how COVID's been handled, what's happened to our world, how they're upside down, and that COVID is driving the success or non-success as we are now. It is the most retracted economy we've seen in the United States since Hoover. And I think people are tired of drama. I think they're tired of this constant people at each other's throats and what's going to happen next. I will think about what's your vision of who and what we are in the United States of America, of that John Lewis, one American family. Think about the pillars of the Constitution, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, due process, freedom of press. And what do you want? And who is going to protect those freedoms before you cast your vote?
Like you said, there's a long time between now and November, so we will have plenty of occasion to continue our conversations. Thank you so much for the time today, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, David. Be safe.
That is Michigan's 12th District Congressional Representative, Debbie Dingell. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.